Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All those things we didn't talk about on the show today, but we're going to get to now for sure because we love you, potties. Sad news. Yeah, sad news. We're back from our radio conference. Gavin is back from his trip to Hawaii with his family, so that's pretty good. Venture to say you probably had more fun than us.
I would bet on it.
Yeah, I enjoyed my time at the radio conference with the exception of losing at the end of the night the podcast award. My wife actually was even, because you have to pay to go to these things, but we had a friend that had a ticket and they were like, oh, would your wife like that? And I'm like, yeah, so she can come see me lose? Absolutely. And so that's what happened. So she got to have the chicken and see
macaroni and cheese.
How Ooh. Much of a loser her husband and Betty are.
She's still with you though, right?
Ish.
Oof.
If that's what's going to take her out, come
I know,
on.
I know.
Like, she's got so many other reasons. Things.
So many other reasons, yeah.
My mom, I told her, and she was like, well, I'm just so proud of you for being nominated.
Yeah, it's garbage. Anyone that says, you know, it's an honor just to be nominated has never won anything in their lives.
Oh, my God.
Because it's not true.
She won me as her daughter.
Yes. Well, I didn't mean her so much as like all the people on the, you know, award shows and stuff like that. No, it's not fun. We did, if you didn't see the video that we had posted, we did lose to another podcast that, like, we do a podcast every day. So it's every day. Here's new stuff, new stuff, new stuff. We lost to a podcast that was, like, super produced by a whole team of people, you know, and they're like, oh, they do one every month, yeah. You know, or whatever. So, okay, fine. Not that I'm bitter. But it wasn't apples to apples. I think that's what I'm bothered by. It's like the year that Jethro Tull won Best Heavy Metal.
Well, and it's like when you have something like the Emmys or the what's the movie one?
The Gray Academy Awards. Yeah.
You have like all of these like subsects of, you know, right. like, you know, the drama, comedy, this or that. And if you're throwing everything into the same boat for right. whatever this was, then yeah.
It's... Yeah, but, you know, I was talking with Joy, who does our middays here.
Sure.
I was talking with her over the weekend. She was asking me all about it. And she was like, well, what were some of the things that y'all put in the Aftercast?
Oh, it's like a lawnmower or something.
Yeah, I thought something was playing on my phone.
I did too. I thought it was music. It sounded like African drums. Sorry, Gavin and I both got distracted.
There's like a lawnmower right outside the building.
Yeah, and this is why we didn't win. Gavin, you're the reason we didn't win. You get distracted and you distract me.
I wasn't even there. I'm sorry.
So Joy had said, what?
Sorry. It was bad.
She
it was right
asked.
Yes.
She said, well, what was it that you actually put in your Aftercast, like as a sample for the CMB to search through?
Yeah.
And I said, well, what I heard was that it had to do something with abortion,
yeah.
like all of these different things.
Probably gun control.
Yeah, we hit them all.
Yeah. And so Joy and I were talking and I was like, you know, it almost, the more I talk about it, the more it sounds like Wally was like, I want to win this, but I am afraid that I'll win it, so I want to give
yes.
you every reason to not let
I self-sabotaged,
me win.
And I sabotaged
and
all of us.
And then you complain.
Yeah, no. What I did, in all honesty, is I didn't pick a podcast that was middle of the road, you know, because I read you what I wrote for the description of the podcast, so I wanted whatever I sent them to actually... mimic that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I could have easily sent a podcast in that was a great caller and super religious, you know, or whatever that we had run or something. And that wasn't the case. That's not what we do on the daily. And so I wanted it to be honestly reflective.
But we don't talk about abortion on the daily either.
We talk about things. Well, it wasn't that it was talking about abortion. It was like how we deal with difficult subjects and the way that we use humor inside of that, as well as not being afraid to shy away from that stuff. Because you know I get ranty.
Well, I know.
And so,
but
yeah.
Maybe you could have put something in there about anxiety or depression, which is something that a lot of people, you know, have experienced.
Yeah.
And it could have had the same
regardless,
effect.
It does seem like it was not meant to win based on... losing to one that was like hyper produced.
It wouldn't have mattered. Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered what we put in
great.
There.
And it was,
as
even,
I see it.
You even predicted it too.
Right.
I feel like you were the one who predicted the fact that you're like, well, we'll just lose to some uber spiritual podcast or something.
True story. And so, yeah, but yeah, as it turns out, not knowing that, I mean, yeah, that's not a bad thought, but like, it's like, it wouldn't, no matter what we did, yeah. It wouldn't have won because it, when the, when they played these comments back from the judges, like saying why they voted.
It was from the judges.
Yeah. And they played comments back and the judges were like, and we just love the audio quality. Like, oh, we're in trouble now. Like nothing about content or anything that matters. Like the audio quality is fantastic. So anyway.
But you're not bitter.
Can you remember?
Oh, no, I am very bitter.
The name of the one that we lost? Like, do you? Do you,
unfolding,
could you even,
something unfolding. Oh,
okay, so it's not even like so.
Yeah, no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. But it just furthered my resolve to stay farther and farther outside of this industry is all that it did.
Oh my
but
gosh.
Other than that, did you guys have fun?
Yes.
In Florida?
And Betty was a rock star down there. I was worried about Betty because she gets overwhelmed by a lot of small talk and social situations, and then she'll like disappear for a while to like rejuvenate because she's kind of an introvert. But you rock started out. You were great and people loved you. And it was everybody that was like, oh, I'm so glad Betty's here. And I was like, I agree. I'm so glad Betty's here.
Thank you.
So good job.
Thank you.
It was fun. It was fun. Like we went to a bunch of sessions together and kind of sat there at the tables and like make jokes and make each other laugh during some of this stuff. So that was all, that was really good.
Good. Try to get through it.
Yeah, it was all good.
Rooms were great.
The what was?
The rooms.
Oh, like your hotel rooms?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a nice resort.
Yeah, it was really nice. And the food that they got us all.
We had to write a report when we got back on what we learned.
Oh, and they provided puppies.
Oh, I know. That was so
for like your mental, spiritual, physical health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're at a conference at a resort hotel and you need puppies.
Stop it.
It's so bad.
That doesn't sound like a bad thing.
It's so bad.
It's not a bad thing. You could go or you could not go. And it was only during the period of time.
They didn't force you to go pet puppies.
No, they didn't force you to do it. So if you didn't want to do it, you didn't have to do it. And I went over there just to see the puppies.
It's always the framing to me. It's always the framing that I have the problem with. If it was like, hey, we know everyone loves puppies and they make you happy. Here's puppies. Absolutely. You know, if you need a mental health break from the stresses of a conference, you need some puppies.
So like, it was actually like posited as a
yes, like what they did for college kids. Like, oh my gosh, finals are so hard. I need to pet a dog. Like, it's just we have weakened our people so much. we have pansified America, you know. And
I came up with this idea, Gavin. See what you think, because can imagine like how does petting puppies become a ramp?
Yeah, how is that a problem?
And I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun if we asked our potties? Like, give us a topic, and Wally has to rant about that.
I can do it. I can rant about
like
anything.
Don't you think that'd be fun?
It would be fun, and it's so natural because nothing is off.
No
rant topic.
Well, and I don't really know if there's anything
he
can't.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, rant
that would be
about.
The challenge from them is to actually come up with something that he couldn't rant
like
about.
Even if you said God, I think you'd still be like. Listen, I got questions.
I do. And then he doesn't give me answers, you know? And it's like he doesn't consult me on things.
Uh-huh.
He's just out there doing his own thing all willy-nilly. Yeah.
So I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might need to look into that.
It's a curmudgeon conversation. So no, but I just find that again, stop
just
with
pet
all
puppies
the,
for fun.
Stop with all the mental health. Why does everything have to be a mental health, a race issue, or a trans issue? Why can't we just have puppy? Like, just go let a puppy lick your face if you want to do it. That's great. You know,
everyone enjoy
but
that.
Even if they said that, they were like, hey, we've got this care corner.
No care. You don't need to call it care corner.
We've got a corner.
Got
over
a corner
here.
Where dogs
puppy,
are.
Puppy corner. Just puppy corner.
I would have walked over there. I would have walked over there and pet puppies.
But because
I don't want to be seen as someone that walks over there because I'm so distraught because I'm at a conference and I'm so overwhelmed.
I didn't walk over there because I was distraught.
But that's what everyone thinks.
No, they don't.
When they call it a care corner, that's what you're. Those people
like
are messed
you are
up.
You are too aware of what others think of you.
No, just please, just stop.
Just let puppies be puppies.
Yeah, just let them. Like, let's pet puppies. It's great. Just have fun. Everything doesn't have to be this serious thing. Speaking of serious things, here's another rant. No.
Oh, gosh. He needs a puppy.
I went to Disney on Saturday after the conference because my daughter works there. So we went down to see her and we did Magic Kingdom together. What I did not know was it was the first day of June, the first Saturday in June, that is their Pride Day that Disney now endorses. It used to be unofficial and everybody wore red red shirts, and that's how you knew.
Did Haley know that?
No, she had forgotten. Mm-hmm. My wife was so funny because before we left for the trip, she's like, oh, you should wear your Pizza Planet shirt. It's a red shirt. Oh, cool. And that's how you get signified. Like, everyone's wearing red. I'm so glad I did not wear that shirt. Oops. And the reason I didn't wear it, because I liked the shirt, was a little tight. And so I'm so glad for two reasons that I did not wear that shirt. But here's the thing. And going through this.
What is the thing?
No, here's the thing. This isn't a rant.
Okay.
But like Disney fully like embraces this, where, you know, and other companies are too. Like I was at Shake Shack the other day, and got my Coke, and it has a Pride. They changed their logo to the rainbow for Pride Month. Okay, so like everybody is going through this thing of, we have to embrace this, show support for mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And that's where I'm off the wagon. Like, I was at Disney. There's a grip of, you know, gay people running around, and everyone was being nice. There wasn't any drama, you know, and honestly too, like, there wasn't like these crazy like pride parades are just let your freak flag fly and throw it in everybody's face. And it really wasn't like that, yeah. you know, which was refreshing. There wasn't like all this PDA and stuff like that. So everyone was getting along, like, you know, whether you believe in that or don't believe in that, everyone was getting along. There was no drama and stuff. And it was nice. But it was just, it served as a reminder to me that the reason that people get so worked up about this issue, outside of, you know, we can talk about the sin part of it in religious circles, but the reason people get so worked up about it is that it keeps being made an issue. Whereas if it just was, people wouldn't probably make it an issue. If there were just puppies, it wouldn't be an issue for me, you know, like that. You know, you have to call it something, you got to label it, you got to throw it in people's face. And it's the same thing with this. And if they stopped with the agenda of pushing this on kids, I think they would have far less pushback, and they would just be able to just do you, you know, live your life, do you, whatever. But where it gets so murky is when they start getting in with all the trans stuff and like pushing this on young kids and telling kids what they can and believe or should believe, or pushing them towards a lifestyle. That's where I think a lot of people get off the boat, and where it instills anger in them. Whereas if they didn't do that, or if you didn't force it into everything, you have all the rights that everybody else has now. You know, you can get married. You can do whatever you want. It's a free country. Like, fine. But stop throwing it in people's faces. You know, you don't have hetero clothes sections at Target. You don't have hetero Pride Month, you know. And it's like, and if you ever did that, then you were just a hater and a misogynist.
Right.
Or if you did a Christian, misogynist isn't the right word, sorry. If you did a Christian thing, then you're just automatically a hater. That's the thing that I always find so interesting, is that most of these groups, like, hate Christian groups that they don't even know. And they get so mad. Well, you don't know us. You don't know us. So, and you hate us. And you're like, wait, I'm a Christian. I don't hate you. You know, so why are you lumping me in with that? You're doing exactly what you think other people do to you, and you hate. And you're doing the exact same thing. They can be some of the most hateful people disguised with this banner of love, you know? And so again, it was just a reminder to me. It's like, people were actually getting along that were very different, because agenda kind of can be stripped out of it. And then you can allow people to do what they're going to do, you know, and be kind, you know. So it was still a good day. But it was just my takeaway from that. See, that wasn't a rant.
Well, and I think, too, that it's part of, a lot of us want to, and me included, like, sometimes you want to have that victim mentality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of like, I'm a victim, and here's what I have gone through.
And Christians do it too. You're right.
Yeah. Here's what I've gone through, what I've persevered through, and you need to celebrate me.
Right.
And so I feel like those people, lesbians, gays, trans, whatever, they see themselves as victims of a world that does not agree with what they do. And so you having this month set aside to celebrate them is your way of saying, we accept you for who you are.
Right.
But at some point, people do get tired. It's kind of like with anybody, if you're going through some hardships, like any normal person does. But if you're constantly bringing it up and saying, I have it worse than you, I have it worse than you, you keep playing that victim card.
Right.
People get sick of it.
Oh, yeah. And they write you off.
And they don't want to be around you anymore. It's like, you have to stop playing the victim and eventually just live your life. you know, and you can find joy, you can find happiness in the midst of it. But if you're looking for other people to give you affection or giving, letting other people give you acceptance, you're never really going to get it.
Right.
You got to find that within yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it is as much as they want to make it mainstream, it is a fringe lifestyle, you know, yeah. And you can say it's out there and it's always been here, and it has been, but it's always been the smallest section demographic of our society, you know, mm-hmm. and it still is. I do think that you're going to see it grow though, because of this is where you get into some murky water too, with the acceptance of it. And like my daughter talking about friends of hers, and their relationships, and they're gay, and she talks about them, and nothing. It's like, it's just, oh, that's normal.
It's going to be so normalized, yeah. like within my generation, like absolutely. You said, like, I feel like, and maybe not the crowds that I like run in per se, but you know, Haley, who was part of like a theater crowd for
right.
her life. And I think that there's a higher probability of people in like,
for sure.
theater being in that lifestyle. So maybe it just depends on where you grow up and maybe how your parents grew up. Because, yeah, I think that my generation is going to be a weird parenting generation. I think we're going to be very afraid to, like, discipline and to correct. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, you guys to us, since you're my parents' age, like, right. there wasn't room for that kind of stuff, per se.
And, two, it's kind of like what you were saying, Wally, where you're like, it's gonna get to a point where that's what they want. They want you to just become numb to the situation. Mm-hmm. But I think you're starting to see that in the generations to come, like starting with Haley, your daughter, and
right.
the generations after her. It might get to a point where it's going to get to the point where it won't be like maybe Pride Month, or it'll right. just be like every other month, because right. eventually it's going to be like you see a gay couple walking down the street holding hands and you don't think anything
right.
of it.
And then that's where the problem comes in with the debate religiously, you know, like socially, whatever, it's a whole other thing. But then religiously, it's like we've become so numb to sin that everything mm-hmm. is accepted. And that's when, you know, your society's fall or God's mm-hmm. judgment and things like that. And that's where that's where the future is going to be really interesting, you mm-hmm. know, because you can't be soft on sin, but you can love people. But when sin becomes prevalent, and it's prevalent in so many other areas, I mean, this is one. We're talking about one sin out of a multitude of stuff. Stuff that I do, stuff that Betty does, stuff that Gavin does, stuff that doesn't make God happy at all. You know, we're all in that same boat with sin. But when it becomes complacent and normalized, that too is a problem. So I see the people that are super vigilant about it, like in wanting to protect society or protect the word of God. Like, I get that. And I don't know where I even land on that, you know, for the future, like what that looks like, you know, because I do believe in not being a jerk to people, mm-hmm. you know, that live differently than you live. You know, this guy who was a talent coach for us used to always say, when I get mad at other jocks on the station or other people at the station or different stations, he's like, you can't get mad at them for what they don't know. You know, it's like you had the advantage of you were trained by people who knew things. And so you're getting mad at them, but they don't know, you mm-hmm. know, and it's the same type of thing. And Mark Hall said it, you know, you can't get mad at lost people for doing lost stuff, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't know, you don't have that relationship with God. And so, you're going to have a mess in your life, in this world. And we all have to kind of navigate that. And fortunately, God releases us of the responsibility of judgment. You know, that's mm-hmm. on him. He just tells us to love people. And mm-hmm. I think we could get better at that, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think we all could get better.
Like allowing people to have puppies if they feel like they need them.
That is one where I do feel like God is on my side. I think he, if you were to ask him right now.
You just said we aren't meant to judge.
I know.
And then you're judging people who would like to pet a puppy.
I'm not petting a puppy, just the reason for it.
Pet a puppy and call it mental health.
So they need to have a good enough reason, according to you.
For me.
To pet a puppy.
No, they need no reason. That's my point. They need no reason to pet a puppy. We're always making everything to have a reason. It should be like, hey guys, we got some really cute puppies over here. Want to come pet them? Absolutely. Like somebody could go pet it because they are depressed. Somebody could go pet it because they are overwhelmed. Or somebody could go pet it because they like stupid puppies. But we don't have to label it. You know, it's like, hey, puppies are here. Come pet them. See what I mean? That's all. That's all. That's what I wait. That's what I rage against. Like all of these rage against. Yeah. All of these movements that like started off in a good place, you know, or whatever with the idea, but then they become this agenda that gets bigger and it gets farther and farther away from what it's started off as. Like that's what I can't stand. Like I hate agenda, you know, and that's okay. Yeah. So that's just me. But whatever. Rocks, check it out. All right. What do you got?
Coldplay. They're your favorite band.
Oh, my favorite band. Come on. Bring it, Coldplay.
We caught the star.
Oh, man.
And here's the thing, too. I don't want to get us taken off YouTube when this aftercast comes on.
Nice.
But Wally thinks we make fun of Wally liking Coldplay because there was a time, maybe like 2-3 years ago, where we would play Snap Judgment and it felt like any song that had a piano in it, you'd be like, well, that sounds kind of Coldplay.
You know, it really does.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Ben Fuller sounds a lot like Coldplay.
He kind of sounds Coldplay-y, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah. Well, Coldplay's Music of the Spheres World Tour has...
That's what it's called?
Yes. They had made this initiative that they were going to be more environmentally friendly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so they said that they would plant a tree for every attendee at their tour. So far, they have planted 5 million trees.
Okay. Good. Well, that's something. Yeah. All right.
That's
something.
Awesome.
Like, that's more than like a lot of times when you like our whole recycling thing, how little of what we recycle actually gets recycled. Oh, you're like, that's kind of a waste. But like, that is a big deal. 5 million trees is a big deal.
And the tour kicked off in March of last year and ends this November. Okay. So they've still got plenty of time to plant even more trees. They've even reduced their carbon dioxide emissions by 47%.
Well, good for them.
And at their show, you can also use exercise bikes and some kind of kinetic dance floor.
Okay.
So fans can help power the stage.
Part of the stage. That's not powering the amps. I guarantee you they're not relying on
fans to do that. If people are on there on their exercise bikes, you might see like the lights get brighter or something.
If that was their whole thing, if it was just like, hey, come to the concert and ride a bike for awareness for the environment, I'd be like, fail. But they're planting the trees, like 5 million trees, that's actually doing something. Like Slack division, when people are like, I stand with Ukraine, I change my Facebook page, you know, my profile pic, you know, that kind of stuff. I think that's
all. So are you saying the difference is people being like, we stand for a clearer environment and a better atmosphere, but then you don't see them do anything?
Right, exactly.
And then you're like, you're just forcing agenda.
Right.
Instead, they're saying that.
Right.
But they're also following
they're living
that with
it out.
The trees.
Yeah, that's how kind of how our faith is supposed to be.
Isn't that what we're doing with the puppies?
No.
Yes, because they're saying we want to create a better atmosphere for people. If you're dealing with, you know, like being overwhelmed or anxious, come and pet the puppies. So you pet the puppies. Well, that's doing the same thing as planting trees. They want to create this wonderful, better world.
No, what that is
planting
that's
the tree.
No, that's enabling.
That's physical versus emotional.
It's enabling. Yeah.
Okay, so then planting trees is enabling a better world?
No, planting trees is taking an issue that is something that affects a lot of people, unlike mental health.
I want to watch you dig the hole.
I know. I got my own shovel. It's gold plated. I think these two things are different. I think that they are talking about change, and they're trying to make a change, and they want people to join them in making that change.
Yes.
But then exactly to do like something small that is like insignificant and doesn't really make a change is the thing. When they go and they plant 5 million trees, like if they planted one tree at every concert they went to, you'd plant 30 trees.
Not
a big deal.
Let's say the little girl with the lemonade stand, she's like, I want to raise money for my local animal shelter.
Right.
But she only raises enough to get one bag of food? Are you right. saying, well, she didn't do enough, so it was insignificant. She shouldn't have even done it.
Yes. No, I'm
that's for, what you're saying for with the
kids,
puppies.
For kids, it's more of a training thing. It is insignificant. But like when you look at it like just as a math thing, for kids, that's more about training them to be kind, be generous, be socially aware. And that's a good thing. Like I think that's a good thing. And then when you grow up, hopefully you can do something that actually matters. Like unlike powering the lights on a stage, whoa, we're changing the environment. No, you're not changing anything. Planting 5 million trees, you're changing the environment, you know.
But you don't know the people that were there. You don't know the mental health that some people might have
Are we
been
back
battling.
To the puppies?
Yes. At this situation, you don't know that. And because you can't, and that's the thing too, that you with the environment, you can see that. But right. with mental health, you can't right. see that. So you're just
my point
assuming
is,
that.
No, but my point is you made it for people that are like dealing with something. That's what they made it. Like, oh, you need a break. You need a mental health break, some stress break, whatever. Yeah. They made it about that. They narrow casted it. So now only people can really go there for that or because that's what you look like walking into there. Oh, I'm broken. I'm damaged. I can't handle a conference. So now I need to go this to go do puppy. Just say pet some puppies. And whether you're sad because you're at a conference, you're overwhelmed, that's on you. That's your own thing. If it makes you feel better, then great. But why label it that?
But you didn't even go back there and see what it was all about. I did because I wanted to see the puppies.
I wanted to go kick one and really mess somebody
and
up.
Never in my thoughts did I think everyone thinks I'm broken. And that I need help because I'm walking back here to see the puppies. That thought never occurred to me. And while I was back there petting the puppies who were precious, yeah. those ladies who were from the Humane Society, because sure. all these dogs were adoptable, people would pass Aww. By the care corner
yeah.
and they'd be like, hey, we've got puppies over here. Would you like to come and pet them?
Yeah.
And people would come
if
in and pet
them. If
that
was what it was, if it was like, hey, come over here. We're raising awareness for puppies. They make you feel good, don't they? And we really want to help our Humane Society. Absolutely. But when
but
it is sold,
we don't want to yeah. help your mental
no,
health.
No, when it is sold as a mental health break at a conference where you are just doing your job.
That was just part of it, though. It was like physical, spiritual, and mental.
What was the spiritual part of the puppies?
I have no idea. The creation? Like you see no. God's creation through sure. the puppies?
That's too
I don't
much.
Know.
That, yeah. that part's
see,
too,
that's pushing
that
it
would
too.
Be pushing it to me.
Honestly, yeah. I am always for puppies.
I get it. I get
if
it.
If it were kittens, yeah. I'd be would even you, more for
would
it.
Would you have been as critical if there had been like a corner with an actual like counselor, like a human being, where it's like, hey, go over here if you need somebody to talk to and work your emotions through? Or is it just that in yes. general there was no. anything tied to counseling or mental health?
No, it's not in general. Like if they literally had a counselor, because I know people deal with things and mm-hmm. I get that. And so, I mean, that's really not the place to deal with it probably.
No.
But maybe no. if they had, like, I know when we go to concerts, we do like prayer things for people. Like mm-hmm. that would have been on brand with what people are talking
True.
About.
What if it was
a prayer thing where, hey, if you need prayer, like we'd love to pray with you. Like yeah. that would be totally on brand for what we're
What
doing.
If it was a corner that said praying with puppies, like where you went and got yeah, prayer, yes. but you
puppy
also
prayer.
Were able
yes.
to hold the puppy.
Yes. yes. Maybe that's what we should start, actually.
Here's what I think it comes down to. I think that, because I don't want you to get the wrong impression of Wally.
Yes,
so
thank
I think
you.
What it comes down to is he understands
Wally
mental health.
Puppies.
Absolutely.
He is also understanding of if you feel like you are walking through something where you need to talk to someone.
Absolutely.
You're all about it.
Get help.
But you feel like it's become such a woke thing
yes.
where it's like everyone has mental issues now
right.
and everyone needs a puppy 24/7, an right. emotional support animal to get through a situation,
right.
an everyday situation.
People have lost resilience, you know, in some ways, I think, to get
right.
through hard stuff because there is hard stuff. Jesus talked about it. He said there is going to be trouble mm-hmm. in this world, but take
And that's why I've
heart.
Created puppies.
I've overcome
Why
this
else
world.
Would he create puppies?
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's why he did it. So no, to Betty's point, like, I definitely don't think that people seeking mental health is a bad thing at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if more people that did these idiot shooters, you know, if somebody gave them some help early on. And don't say puppies, it would not have changed the course.
I didn't say anything.
Maybe like, they didn't have one. Maybe they were cat
people. But it's also like, have you seen those commercials where they're talking about mental health and it shows this guy and he's lifting weights at a gym and then it comes crashing down on his chest and he can't get it up. He needs like, what do you call those people?
A spotter.
And this guy is like, oh, let me help you. And he's like, no, I can do this on my own. I can handle it. You don't know my family, man. Right. You don't know my family. And he's like, and then it comes in and it says something like, don't let your pride get in the way of seeking mental health help. And so I want that to be something that is also specified as well, because I don't want, if there's anyone out there that might be the same age as Wally or might have the same anger issues as Wally, and you might feel like there are more days where I'm angrier than I am happy, then maybe you need to go and see a counselor. And there's nobody is judging you.
Nothing wrong.
I don't know if
that.
Wally has like anger issues or irritation issues.
Give me irritation.
I feel like you aren't
good.
Actually like furious about a lot of things. I think you're more irritated.
Not violent. I just, I get irritated easily by like lunacy and by people. Absolutely.
What you consider lunacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is my world.
Absolutely. Yes. So, yeah, if you need to go hug a puppy today,
now we can. Now we're allowed, guys. We're allowed to hug the
puppies.
Like
if I started coming to work with Ellie and Jasper every day because I just needed them
Absolutely not.
My dogs are the opposite of emotional support. They are emotional wreckage.
Yeah. I would make it so that your dogs needed emotional support animals. All right. We got any birthdays?
We do.
All right, let's do it. We've gone a long time. Sorry about that.
All right. Julie wants to wish Isley, her daughter, a happy birthday. Isley's turning 5. She turned 5 on May 30th. We will be spending her special day with the dolphins and Elmo at SeaWorld.
Nice. That's fun.
She loves listening to the Wally Show, especially when Betty talks about Vivian. Oh, Vivian Doty.
Yeah.
That's a little girl that I
sponsor. Which, by the way, we are going to be sponsoring kids in like 2 days. We have a big compassion drive coming up based on our trip to Kenya, which we are really excited about. And we're hoping that some big things happen. We have a huge goal. And if we can knock it out in 2.5 days, that would be amazing.
You get a puppy.
Yeah, I would pet a puppy.
We should bring puppies in.
I'm going to be stressed. I don't know if I can do my job. Bring in puppies or an ice cream machine.
Oh,
either one.
Okay. Stephanie wants to wish her older brother Ryan a happy birthday. He turned 20 on the 31st. Ryan loves Star Wars, Marvel, and music. Nice. We live in Australia.
Oh, crikey. Good day, mate. This is annoying. If you're Australian, you have to hate that. Anyone goes Australian, you're like, good day, mate.
Oh, that's so true.
I made an idiot of myself at this radio conference we were at. Where somebody was talking to me, and they were from South Africa. And so they're talking to me. I always get the South African and Australian accent.
Oh, they're
completely confused. And so they're talking to me. I'm like, oh, that's good. Well, you guys are from South Africa. You must know the Small Bones for King & Country's family. And I'm like, oh, wait, check it. Sorry, your accent. They're from Australia. Never mind. You probably don't know.
Robin wants to wish Elijah a happy birthday, saying, I am his mom. Please mention that this shout out is from me and his daddy, Ellis.
Nice.
So Elijah, your parents wish you a happy birthday.
And they love you.
He's turning 14 years old today and will be starting high school.
Oh.
He is a kind-hearted, funny boy that loves to have fun and make people laugh. He loves camping, fishing, and swimming.
Remember, your parents are for you. I know there'll be times when you don't think they are, but Elijah, they are for you and they love you.
That's right. And if you're feeling anxious, then
go hug a puppy.
Yeah, go hug a puppy.
You get a puppy. You
Peter.
Get a puppy.
Peter wants to wish his son Andrew a happy 12th birthday. He celebrated on the 2nd. Andrew is a Wally Show potty.
Nice.
We listen to it while driving to school, and he loves scary movies.
Ooh.
So that brings us to our next question.
No.
Andrew wants to know if you like scary movies, and if so, what is your favorite?
I do not have a favorite scary movie. I hate them all. Like
you don't have one?
No, one that I like.
Yeah.
No, they scare me. Like
what about
that,
like
Signs was horrible.
Oh,
Signs,
see, that's the one
so
I was going to say.
I
Signs with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix.
Swing Away.
Oh, it is so good.
Yeah, when the alien hand just gets the kid from the basement.
Now, you won't want to look out of a dark window, and you won't want to walk out in the woods at any point. But
or just be alive.
I really enjoyed it. That one, and The Village. I thought
The Village was
two of my favorites.
The Village had like
eeriness, me a couple times,
but not utterly terrifying. What about like a Quiet Place? I feel like Quiet Place
was good, but I had a lot of questions after Quiet Place because I was like, you know, you're gonna have to sneeze. You know, you're gonna get a cold and have to cough. You know, you're gonna have to.
They're gonna come get you.
And why don't you just live by the river? Like the river masks the sounds.
Just live by the river.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally,
they
that was it.
To it
and... Yeah, and they're like, okay, we can talk down here. So just live there.
I agree.
And it's fresh water.
Yeah,
I had a lot of questions with the Quiet
Place.
And
Quiet Place too was the same way too.
That's the case with like a lot of scary movies though is where it's just like people do things trying to get away from the murderer or whatever, and you're like, why didn't you just, I don't know, like call 911 or why it's just like, why do you live in a cabin where nobody can come find you?
No, one that I can't do is The Walking Dead. I cannot do that. It will mess with me.
I know, I've never seen it. I started watching, what was that other one, The Last of Us?
On
HBO Max.
Yeah, with what's his face. Oh, is that what that's on? Oh, I can't watch it anymore because Betty got rid of her subscription. Killing me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Gavin.
Yeah? Movie? Favorite scary movie?
That doesn't give you acid reflux.
Oh, that's all of them. It is hard because every once in a while, I'll let myself watch one of those like demonic ones.
Oh no,
those
are
terrible.
No.
Those are terrible. Like
no,
no reason. I remember I watched one and I think I was 20 at the time. I didn't sleep that.
No.
Like I waited until the sun came up to go to sleep.
I would never
But sometimes every once in a while when I want to feel alive cuz I'm like watch
and
those.
And then you faint.
I'm like, I don't know if that's real or not. But
ugh, no way.
I'm just going to go for it.
No. Any of the ones with like creepy demonic kids.
I don't do
like,
any of that.
Good night. What I went to.
Exorcist.
We were at the movies one time and out of five trailers or six trailers, five of them were like horror movies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what in the world? And I wasn't at a horror movie. I think I was at 80 for Brady or something. I guess I figured all the ladies looked like horrible or whatever.
Now, the three of us went to go see a scary movie once.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Wally and I went to go see the new It movie.
Yes, you made me see that.
I made you. You went. Yeah. You were fine. Yeah. But I had said you only get three chances at scaring me. And the thing is he used them all up, but accidentally, because he was scared himself.
Yeah, and I would like hit her. Yeah, because I would grab her arm, you know, because it scares me.
And that would scare me. And I was like, that's one.
That's one. But that doesn't count. I was scared.
But what was bad, too, was the very first victim in that movie. Her name was Betty.
Yeah.
And they're like, where's Betty? And I'm like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Right here. But then we also, the three of us, went to go see The Invisible Man.
That was a good one.
I liked that one.
I liked that.
It was really good.
I liked that one.
And then liked that one.
We also went and saw that really weird one. It was like for your birthday, I think, Wally, where we went and saw
Cold Pursuit.
No,
that was
you guys went and saw that.
That's horrible.
This was the one where they got
I'll never get
on
that
a
time
beach
back.
And they all started aging.
Oh, old. I think it was
which
called
I think
or Fantasy Island.
It's the same guy who did
No, we went to go see Fantasy Island. It was terrible. But we did go and see Old, and I thought it might be good because it's made by the same director who does Signs and The Village. And I love those movies. But it was terrible.
Yeah, it was not a good movie.
No recommending.
It was not good.
Nope. All right. Well, I guess that's got us covered here. And
can we call this one?
Yeah. What do you?
Hug a puppy.
Hug a puppy.
Hug a puppy. Hug a puppy.
All right. That's gonna do it for your aftercast.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for being a potty.